So Pierce Porters quite often see mums who are concerned about baby's weight gain and need reassurance from Pierce Porters. Sorry, the mums need reassurance from the Pierce Porters. So what's the important thing for Pierce Porters to be doing here?
I think that the first thing for peer supporters is to do what they're really good at, which is supporting and encouraging and being alongside mums and sharing experience as well in a positive way. I think that's always your first port of call, is being welcoming to people and encouraging them to carry on doing as much breastfeeding, as much breast milk feeding as they want to do. And then I think there's lots of other things, perhaps a bit more technical, to do with actually how the mum is going about her breastfeeding, that also can be great strengths for peer supporters to offer input with.
Okay.
I think the like Steph says, I think one of the most valuable things that a peer supporter can do is actually have the time to watch a breastfeed, to see what the baby is actually doing, because many health professionals are very, very busy and don't have the time to sit and to actually sit with the mum and really watch what's going on. And a health professional may then sort of have a quick look and give, say, well, that looks fine to me. And we do frequently see people having written into baby's notes or baby's red books, you know, breastfeeding fine. Well, it's not fine if the baby's not gaining weight. Something about the breastfeeding is not fine. And a peer supporter is in the, you know, good position of maybe having a little bit more time at a peer support group to actually sit with the mum, ask her how things are going, ask her if it's okay to watch her baby feed, and sit and watch the whole feed, right from the beginning, right to the end. And then ask her things like, you know, is that how your baby usually feeds? Is it usually different to that? What sort of chair do you sit in at home? What kind of cushions do you use? You know, is that how your baby usually behaves at a feed? And unpick what's going on a little bit better than perhaps the mum is, than perhaps the support she's getting elsewhere. And I think if you do get the luxury of that opportunity, the peer supporter really needs to be able to watch the baby attach in the first place. I think it's very common for peer supporters to think that it must be something very unusual and very difficult, and something really awful must be going on if the baby isn't gaining weight or is even losing weight. Whereas in reality, the most common thing that you see is that something isn't quite right with the positioning and attachment. Mm-hmm. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with going right back to basics and thinking, how is this baby attaching? Has it really got a gigantic big open mouth when it goes onto the breast? Or is it actually making more like a little pursy lip thing? Mm. Or is the mother making sure the nipple is opposite the top lip and nose when the baby goes on, and the baby's actually able to tip its head back? Or in fact, is the baby more like in the crook of the mother's arm and it's more like chin to nipple rather than nose to nipple? That is the most common thing that you see. Mm. Something about the initial attachment is just not good enough, and therefore the mother is sore, the baby is not really feeding effectively. Sometimes these feeds go on forever because it's so unrewarding from the baby's point of view. And sometimes the mother is exhausted because these feeds are so prolonged, and very uncomfortable because they're not really attaching properly. Sometimes there's quite bad chronic nipple damage. Sometimes they get mastitis because the milk isn't being drained through properly. But especially they get a gradual diminishing of their milk supply because the milk is not being removed effectively, and therefore there's no the baby's not putting in the order for more milk for the next day. So it's that kind of thing that really makes a big difference. So what the peer supporter can then do is watch what's going on, give the mother a bit of guidance about getting the positioning and attachment much more effective. She needs to ask, you know, how often is the baby feeding? Is it really feeding at least 8 times in 24 hours, including at least once at night? How long do those feeds last? Is she offering the baby both sides at every single feed? And that's offering. Might not take it, but it's offering. And ideally, if she puts the baby on the first side, keeps it going, keeps it stimulated, massages its hair, strokes its little hands, plays with its legs, whatever, keep it going, and keep the baby look for the signs of little fat round cheeks and little chin stuffed into the breast and that really big mouthful of breast and those long, slow, deep, draggy sucks. And when it pauses, do a bit more hair massage, get it going again. Keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. And then when the baby lets go of the breast or isn't doing anything very more exciting, win the baby, change its nappy, offer it the chance to go on the second side. That will work for most people, just doing all those things. For some people, especially if things have been going wrong for a while or if things really took a long time to actually get going properly in the first place, compression and switching is also very helpful. So compression is when the mum has the baby on the breast and then she, usually I think the easier thing is if she slides her fingers into her armpit and then presses her breast tissue between the palm of her hand and the fingers of her hand to make a sort of wave movement and push a bit more milk through from her, the upper part of her breast through to her baby. And usually you see the baby's suckling pattern pick right back up again as it suddenly gets more milk appearing and it thinks, whoa, great, that's great. And then when that's not really working anymore, just take the baby off, put it on the other side. Do the same thing again, keep it going. Careful with the attachment, then keep it going, keep it interested, stimulate the baby. When it's not doing anything anymore, try a bit more compression on that side. When that's not working, take it off, wind it, put it back on the first side, and keep switching because you want to make every minute count. Mm. That's the thing that will make the difference.
Okay. Sometimes a peer supporter would go home possibly and think about that mum. So what could she do to sort of wrap it up that week and feel confident that she's done all she can? It's not an overnight fix, as most of us know.
It's definitely not an overnight fix, no. I think it's helpful if she goes home, if she gives that gives the mum the support to think that she is doing the best thing she can for her baby, even if she's having to use a little bit of extra formula as well or extra express milk or something like that, that she is doing the right thing and to keep going, to keep feeling that she is doing a good thing with her baby by keeping breastfeeding. Because sometimes these mums are really had their confidence knocked by feeling that, oh my God, I shouldn't be, my breastfeeding must be no good anymore. I must put the baby onto formula. Don't stop breastfeeding, keep breastfeeding. And encourage the mum to come back again next week and see how what she's just discussed with that mum, see how that's working.
Mm.
See if that's making things more effective and has the baby gained a bit more weight. Does she feel that the feeding is going better?
Great. Thank you very much.
No problem.
I think something else that's worth remembering is that any mums that you see at a peer support group, particularly where babies are having problems with faltering growth, will be having input from health professional as well. If they're a very young baby, from the midwives, if they're 2 weeks plus, from a health visitor, usually from a GP as well.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely worth a peer supporter at the time talking with the mum about what kind of input she's having elsewhere. Making sure that she is accessing health assessment for her baby to make sure that there's not actually something wrong with the baby. Mm. And in the meantime, of course, encouraging the mum to carry on with breastfeeding and talking about with her when will be the next time she sees a health professional, gaining her permission, if it seems the right thing to do, to talk with a health professional about what the peer supporter has seen, and keeping all of that kind of discussion really open and out there. Mm. And then that way the peer supporter doesn't need to go home thinking, oh, I really feel like I should talk to somebody about that, or I really should do something about that. Because if at the time they've gained the mum's permission to talk about something that they've discussed with her, then they can go right ahead and do that.
Yeah, so that's covered already. That's really important, isn't it?
Because you're never on your own. You're not, as a peer support, you're not on your own. You know, you have your fellow volunteers, you have Real Baby Milk, you have the health professional teams that are also working with that mum, so the local midwives, the health visitors, even the GPs. If they're seeing that baby, you all should be working as a team to get the same outcome. So gain permission from the mum to talk about what's been discussed with her at the group is a really, really good idea. Mm. You may want to go ahead and then talk with a health professional, or you may not, but at least if you've gained that permission, that option's there.
It's good for the mum to be pointed out that they have got all this support around them, and you're not the only one. There's lots of people helping, and lots of input, and lots of places.
Absolutely.
And then the peer supporter can go home and think, actually, I've done as much as I can do, and I know that mum's got some other points to call through the week as well.
That the mum's supported, and also the volunteer is supported.